And so last week, we talked about leading with the heart or letting your heart lead you as we move through these holiday seasons and how important it is to get clear, to be clear about what is actually important to your heart, to be clear about what it is that you actually want to experience during these holidays. And listening to your heart, about as we listen to our hearts, then that is the thing that guides us in making the choices that we make and in doing what we need to, what we want to do. And when we listen to our hearts and follow that, really at any time, but through the season right now, we will end up experiencing a satisfying and deeply fulfilling holiday season when we listen to our hearts. And so today is kind of part two of that talk. And the title of my talk today is Coming Home for the Holidays. And so when I think about what that means, coming home, I get this picture in my mind of this house in the woods. And it's cold and wintry and snowy outside. But as I approach the house, there's like this golden warm light coming out of the windows. And as I approach the house and I open up the front door, and it's warm inside. And there are candles that are lit and the fire is burning. And as I come in that front door, it feels welcoming and it feels like home. And there's a place, a soft, comfortable place for me to sit down in front of the fire and to put my feet up and just to be. I feel welcome there, and I feel like I belong. What a great metaphor, actually, for coming home to ourselves and coming home to that divine presence. And so I'm talking today about coming home to our own beingness, coming home to our own spirit, coming home to that divine presence that is always exactly where we are in any given moment. And I'm talking about that as we move through these holidays, which are can often be the busiest time of the entire year for us, that we can experience peace and we can experience joy and we can experience the sacred when we are fully present in the moment with whatever it is that we're doing, and when we are fully present with ourselves in whatever it is that we're doing. And when we are present with ourselves, and when we are present with what it is that we are doing, we are automatically at home in the divine. I know that every single one of us, we want to experience a holiday season that is joy-filled and one that is filled with peace. We want to experience serenity, and we'd like to have an experience of enoughness. Even if all of the shopping is not done, and even if the presents are all not wrapped, and even if there is a list of things that we need to do, we want to have that sense of enoughness even when all of those things aren't done. We want to be able to be fully present with ourselves, present in the moment, because it is only in the now moment that peace exists. It's only in the now moment that joy exists. It's only in the now moment that fulfillment or satisfaction or contentment reside. They reside in this now moment. Do you get that? You know, we want to be present with ourselves because that's the only place we experience enoughness. Is our own enoughness is when we're really present with ourselves, present with our spirit, present with our own divine beingness. That's the place where enoughness exists. We want to be present with life and with our own life because it's only when we're present with life and our own life that we get to actually witness the miraculous that is in everything. The miraculous that is everywhere that we look. We only get to experience the miraculous when we're present to our own life. And you know the problem is we are so often not in the now moment, but we're thinking about the past and what has been, or we're in the future and worrying and planning and doing all that stuff in the future. And so there's a story that says that in Zen circles, there's a story about a man and a horse. And the horse is galloping quickly, and it appears that the man on the horse is going somewhere very important. Another man standing along the roadside shouts, "Where are you going?" And the first man replies, "I don't know. Ask the horse." Is that exactly not what our minds do all the time? They are running and galloping out of control all over the place. And we think the horse is in charge. We think our mind is in charge. But the truth is, we are in charge of our minds. We can bring ourselves back to the present moment and be here now and breathe and remind ourselves. And it takes mindfulness. It takes paying attention. It takes taking responsibility. And so there is also this problem that we are so darn busy at this holiday season. We're rushing around and we're planning and we're fretting and we are worrying that we're really not even present with ourselves in the moment. You know, we might physically be present, but our minds and our emotions are somewhere else, so we're really not present with ourselves. And when we're really not present with ourselves, we can't enjoy ourselves because we're really only halfway there, only half present. When our minds are in the future or our minds are in the past, we can imagine what joy feels like. We can imagine what peace feels like. We can imagine what contentment or pleasure feels like, but we can't really feel them. It's kind of like looking at a picture of the sunset versus actually being in front of the sunset and witnessing it. Or kind of like looking at a picture of a beach versus actually walking on the beach. You can imagine what it feels like to walk on the beach. You can imagine how much fun it's going to be at your party, or how stressful it's going to be with your in-laws, or what it's going to be like if you don't get everything wrapped in time. But you can't actually experience the peace and the contentment and the joy of the moment unless you're actually present with yourself. And so we do. We want to experience this season with peace and harmony and serenity and ease. The thing is, joy and peace and contentment and pleasure require that we actually be present to experience them. We've also been trained to look outside of ourselves for satisfaction and contentment and our good. We look outside of ourselves thinking that we will only be happy when we achieve and when we acquire status or completion or money or even answers. We're trained and taught to look outside of ourselves for everything, and we think that's where we're going to find the peace or the joy or the contentment. But the truth is, they already exist inside of us. We're really not after that physical experience. We're really after the emotional experience that happens when, say, you give that person that you love a present. The joy that you feel, the love that you feel, those things already exist inside of you. So the thing is, the true good that we're seeking already exists within us, but we have to stop, pause, and look for it. And listen within and be with our own beingness in order to experience that. And so do you remember ever in your life, can you remember sitting in front of a fire? And can you remember what it looks like? And can you remember what it feels like to sit there? So remember that for a minute. Or if you can't remember, just imagine that you're sitting in front of the fire. And you can feel its warmth and how much you enjoy that warmth as you're sitting there. And you're watching those flames. They dance and they flicker. And the embers are twinkling. front of that fire, there's nothing else that needs to be done in that moment. Anytime you're sitting in front of a fire, there's nothing else that needs to be done in that moment. Outside, it might be cold and windy, but here, in front of this fire, in this firelight, all is well. And I invite you to open your eyes if your eyes are closed. That's what it's like coming home to our own beingness. Coming home to our own spirit. Coming home to ourself. Coming home to the divine that indwells us and surrounds us. When we come home to ourselves like that, all is well. And we are whole. And there is enough. And peace simply is, without doing anything. We have this primal pull to the warmth of a fire. We have that same primal pull to our own light, the presence of the divine, that divine light that lives inside of us. We have a pull within us to commune with that light, with that peace and wholeness and well-being and ease. In Acts, it says, God is not found in temples or made with hands. And it goes on to say, in God we live and move and have our being. That is always present, and that is always available. But we only experience the divine and all of its expressions of peace and beauty and love and joy when we are actually present and present to it. In the book Sabbath, Restoring the Sacred Rhythm of Rest by Wayne Muller, he says, the gifts of grace and delight are present and abundant. The time to live and love and give thanks and rest and delight is now. Feel what heaven is like. Have a taste of eternity. Rest in the arms of the divine. We are already home. We are already home. We just have to be present to it. And so my invitation to you is to remember that. You are already home. You just have to make room for it inside of you. And so Oprah says, I keep a little bottle of bubble-blowing potion and a bubble wand on my desk. And when the day gets too heavy and I'm feeling overwhelmed, I may actually blow a few. Blowing the perfect bubble requires bringing your attention to your breath and placing it in the space of the present moment. Kind of like bubble meditation. Being fully present automatically lifts your spirits, clears your mind of distractions, brings clarity, even joy if you're open to it. Blowing bubbles reminds me of happiness. It makes me think of lying flat on my back on a bed of grass, taking in the sky. Sky meditation. Or standing in a grove of trees. Tree meditation. Or walking through the woods with my dogs. Meditation. The best is when I get to do all three in one day. How about present wrapping meditation? How about cookie making meditation? How about driving meditation? How about stopping meditation? Just to be present with whatever it is that you're doing. And so that is my invitation to you, is to be present in the moment with whatever it is that you're doing. When you're wrapping a present, be with the beauty of that wrapping paper or that gift bag. You must like it because you picked it in the first place. Be in the joy and enjoy that while you're doing it. Be in gratitude for that gift that you get to give someone in your life and how much you already like that gift. Be in your own joy of getting to share your love. And when you're doing dishes, be present with the warm water and how good it feels on your hands. Be with the blessing of just being home. Be with the running water. And whatever it is that you're doing as you're running through this busy holiday season, ask yourself, what is there to enjoy in this moment in what I'm doing? And then find it. Notice it. Be with that. Find the gift that is in the moment that you're in. And practice mindfulness. That means paying attention to where your mind and your thoughts and your feelings are as you're doing your life. And when you find your mind wandering to the past or worrying about what needs to be done and what's not going to get marked off your list and all the things, bring your moment, your attention back to that moment and breathe and find your center and find home within you. Practice savoring the good as it happens in whatever it is that you're doing. Savor that wrapping paper. Savor the softness of the sweater that you're giving your friend as you buy it and feel it or as you're wrapping it. Savor the love that you're sharing with your family and your friends. Savor the meal that you're eating. Savor the smell of dinner cooking or cookies baking. Sit in front of a fire or light a candle and just revel in beingness. Just being. Be present to the light within you and present to the light that is all around you. Be present to your own inner peace and to your joy and to the enoughness of the moment that you're in. And as a result, you will experience the sacredness of the moment, the sacredness of your life, the richness of whatever it is that you're doing, and you will be in joy in whatever it is that you're doing. And so blessings to you at this holiday season. And this isn't just a message for the holiday season. It's actually a message for every single day of your life. Blessings to you in your life and as you walk this path of self-discovery and discovery of the presence of the infinite one that is always closer than your very breathing. And blessings to you as you bring your spirit into this world. So blessings to all of you. And we've actually started a new practice the last few weeks, which is there was a pen on your seat, and on your inserts, there's a place for reflections or intentions and goals. So I'd like to give you just a moment, if there's something that you would like to write down to remind yourself of so that you don't forget. I love this new practice. I'm so impressed and amazed. Almost everybody is writing something down. I just love this. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. Oh, and I just start with gratitude, how grateful I am to be living this life of the divine, how grateful I am to be in recognition of that felt presence of love and of peace and of joy, that infinite presence that is a presence of good without bounds, that one that has been present since before time began, that will be unto the ends of the earth, is at the very center of our lives, at the very center of each and every single one of us. And it is a presence of peace and of good and of love and of joy, that we can never be separate or apart from this presence or any of its qualities for a moment in all of eternity, for it is the very essence of our spirit. It is from whence we have come, and it is that presence and that power that lifts us and carries us and maintains and sustains us at every single moment of our lives. And so today, as we open ourselves, I know that there is a blessing that is poured out of heaven into our lives as the good that we are seeking. For it is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And the kingdom is already here and already now, everywhere we look and within us. And so I just give thanks for these full and these rich lives. I give thanks for this inner guidance and direction. I give thanks for the peace and the blessings and family and home and love and all of it. How blessed we are. And so it is with a heart filled with gratitude that I release this prayer into that creative law of the universe, knowing that it is absolutely unfolding itself as good beyond measure already in this moment, simply because it's the nature of the divine to do so, and it is our privilege and our joy to participate in that. And so that is what our lives are filled with. And so I release this prayer in gratitude, and I say, thank you, God, and so it is.